Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. Got a good show for you today, y'all, so stay tuned and hold on. So I also want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And I am so thankful to have different styles of infallible individuals on this show that have been successful in their dreams, in their business, in their music, arts, or whatever it is that you're doing. Again, remember, this is what the show is about, inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. This is your life, your dream, and your reality. Again, I'm still looking for independent artists to submit your submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com if you want your songs to be featured on the show. So make sure you do that. Last week on the show, I had an actor, comedian, very favorite funny comedian, Brian Hooks. He was definitely in here with Brent. Today, I'm going to have on the show a lady who was featured on the ID Channel and on tabloids, y'all. This woman is definitely amazing. She's definitely rising her way back. Miss Benita Money, she's definitely going to be rolling with me today. Also, want to say good morning to my XRQ. K Los Angeles, AB News Talk, and Airtime America. Hope you are having a good morning out there as well. Also, just want to currently give you an update. The Houston Power is having their first football game coming up in April. It's going to be at 7. Definitely check out the website at HoustonPowerFootball.com. We're looking for a few students that need some community service hours. So if you want to come out and help out with the chain gang and do some other little fun stuff with the team, definitely go to the Houston Power or definitely email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, you'll definitely get you some community service hours, guys. All right, y'all. Got to switch gears a little bit. Have my ear to the street with my Real Housewives of Atlanta. Had my ear to the street with my lovely basketball wives to L.A. So, good morning, MJ. Are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing this morning?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good, girl. All right, you know, we got to put it on the table. Our little women of Real Housewives of Atlanta, they was good. They were all good. Everybody was still good.
Yes, but you could tell the tension is building up. I mean, Kenya flaunting her stuff, wearing next to nothing on half of the outings. I mean,
I know,
seriously.
Huh?
And Apollo is just
no problem.
Looking like, oh my God,
it,
you know, it's something there. I don't know what it is. It's some kind of attraction.
You think they've done something already?
I don't know. I won't say that they've done something, but I think he is attracted to her.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think he is, especially, you know, Phaedra just had a baby, and she's probably not in the best shape, and, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. Cause if you look at relationship between Phaedra and Apollo at the beginning of the season, or at the beginning, just when they first started, they were all lovey-dovey, and
they were
always kissing and all this stuff, but now it's kind of...
They don't do that now.
They don't do it as much as they did, so it's like, what's going on?
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's what I'm hoping. Hopefully nothing is going on with them. You know, I know with that situation that's going on with that the criminal case thing that's brewing. But, of course, since this was pre-recorded, maybe they knew something then, and they just, I don't know. I'm just making excuses for them.
No, it's true. You just never know. But
yeah,
that's kind of weird that Kenya would plan this trip as a couple's trip, but she doesn't have a date.
Well,
when they went to Africa, it was just them. But now they, you know, you bring your mate. Kind of awkward. You bring in Lawrence. I mean, come on now.
You know how they do it. You know how they roll. But
yeah.
I don't know. You're right, though. You're right. But they were actually good. But, of course, next week something going to jump out. And did you see Todd jump in the middle? Poor little thing. And they just took him around like a rag doll. I say,
and speaking of Todd and Candy,
what happened?
For April 4th, next month, for their wedding.
Oh. Go, girl.
Mama Joy on her best behavior.
Girl, you know what? Hopefully they won't televise that. Hopefully that won't be in the show.
Well, I don't know. I've read that they might have a little special about it on Bravo, so we'll see.
Oh, girl. Before we move on to our basketball wives in L.A., did you hear about when Nene had her wedding, the wedding planner, she was suing Nene for like $2.5 million because she claimed she didn't get paid. I don't know if you heard or read about that. Did you see that? You think that's true?
Oh, no, because I would think Bravo had something.
Exactly.
To pay for it. I mean, that's.
Right.
Okay.
Supposedly the lady is someone. I think her name was Tiffany something, Tiffany Bell, or could be wrong with the name, but yeah, she's suing her. I was like, okay.
Not to mention,
Nene
was also on Dancing with the Stars. Right? Like,
yeah,
she made her debut.
You missed
it? I missed her performance.
Oh, my God. She did so good.
Right.
She did. She showed up and she showed out. So,
good God,
that is going to be. Yeah, and you know what? And I am not a fan of Dancing with the Stars, but I surely watched her make a debut and it was awesome. I was not cool.
Well,
put on that.
Put her on there so people will watch.
Mm-hmm. That's why. Yeah. But she did good. Okay, but what happened with our lovely ladies with the basketball wives? They went to Palm Springs to hang out.
Mm.
And you think that's going to be a disaster?
I'm really disturbed that Jackie does not see anything wrong with what she did, how she approached Drea about that situation. She doesn't feel like that was wrong. She felt like, well, it doesn't matter if she would have did it one-on-one.
Right.
Drea would have acted the same way, but I don't think so. I mean,
I don't think so either.
And then what's her name? Sundy or whatever her name is.
She was like, well, I knew about it anyway.
The only reason you knew about it because Jackie told you about it.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying. I just can't believe. And to me, they're making a big deal out of something that they claim that they didn't sleep together. I just don't understand that. It just threw me for a loop. Why keep bringing it up if it was no big deal?
Yes, I'm just not understanding. And now she's still making it seem like that this dude cheated on her daughter.
Mm-hmm,
and I'm like,
sound
like nobody's checking this fool but you.
I know.
I mean,
But when you think about it, I think what it is Jackie just wants to keep up some type of drama among them, you know, to keep up some type of mess, especially between her and Drea.
Well, yeah, because she wants to say, Drea, you're not all that happy if your boyfriend tried to talk to my daughter. And I'm like, it's your daughter, your grown daughter. She don't have nothing to do with you. She don't even like you.
I know.
I'm like, it's gonna be
good next week, though, because you see
Sunday
came out and threw some water.
Yeah.
My God, what is going on? You see, British was all upset because her honey pie is. You know, he is so cute. I was saying to myself, girl, you better hurry up and marry that man before he go to Germany. Where he going?
He left the next day, so I guess it was kind of hard to do that. But
yeah, I know. Vegas, got married, and came back.
The life of a basketball player, especially overseas.
Girl. And he is a cutie patootie.
Oh, Lord.
He is. I might fly to Germany and go see if he need a trainer. But what else is going on? You know,
now,
Chris Brown.
She don't get you.
I know, huh? You know Chris Brown is locked up with no bun.
Come on,
he
Chris.
He got kicked out of rehab. I'm told that Chris Brown.
got to get it together, honey. It's
I'm a little disappointed at Chris Brown.
It's the second rehab he got kicked out of, you know? And I'm like, and they want him to go to a third one, but the judge's like, no, I done gave you two chances, and you done blew those two chances, and now off the jail you go for a month. And I'm like, that's just, I mean, parents, we got to keep these kids grounded, especially in the entertainment world.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
dangerous.
Yep,
it is dangerous out there.
Well, all right, my MJ, thank you for rolling with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All righty. All right, everybody, that was my MJ. You know, we got to give you a little dirt, a little gossip, and we definitely love our ladies of reality. Oh, I forgot to mention our Black Ink crew is coming up and the little commercials that was going in between. Duchess is going to be going through something. Duchess, you need some help? Get Kick Caesar out. Something going on. So can't wait till they start March 31st. So, all right, y'all, going to give you an old blast from the past of one that we played already before. Going to still give it to you anyway. And to take a commercial break. And when I come back, again, going to have Miss Bonita Money. She's definitely going to be rolling with me today. So don't move. You're hanging with your girl, Cindy at Open Talk, too. Be right back.
All right. Blast from the past.
the show, I have a young lady whose story was so intriguing, I had to get her on the show. She had it all. Successful businesswoman, living in a million-dollar home, only the lifestyle anyone can dream about. She had a fall, but she's rising back to the top. Actress, model, who appeared in movies such as Cradle to the Grave, Slum Bada, and Silk Stockings. Let's welcome to the show, Miss Bonita Money. Hey, Bonita, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Cindy?
I'm good. What's going on with you tonight?
just tying up some loose ends and ready to leave my office.
Okay. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself. How did you first get into acting, and how did you get, you know, your big break in acting back in the day?
Well, I had, when I first moved to L.A., I just met a lot of people in the industry, and I had a lot of producer friends that asked me to be in their films, and I did.
Okay. Well, so give us the insight of the story that was featured on the ID channel. You know, how did your empire crumble down a little bit?
Well, what happened was that I've been in the industry a long time. I had a management company. I had a production company, a casting company.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved from, and that was like through the late 80s to the mid-90s. And then I moved to Vegas and I got into real estate.
Okay.
And then I met a man in 2002 who was a Bosnian immigrant. I think you saw him on the show. But I ended up marrying him after just a brief kind of whirlwind romance.
Okay.
And what happened is that this man turned out to be a grifter. He was a sociopathic con artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this. I mean, he was very charming. He was, you know, very eclectic. I mean, it just said all the right things. And he was, I thought, the guy that I wanted to be with. But
that's
he ended
right.
up just having all these different vices and all these different character flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And it just he ended up being a heavy duty gambler and he used drugs. And
wow.
He started stealing money from me to fund his gambling and. From there, it just ended up to be just one drama scene after the other. I mean, it was horrible. He was just a horrible person. But that led to the situation of me having to sue him for
mm-hmm.
all the money that I had found out that he had stolen. And I sued him and won in court, and so did one of my friends that was involved with him as well, because what my husband was doing was using my friend's name and doing mortgage loans.
Okay.
So what happened was that we all found this out, like, maybe a year or so after all this had happened, and then, so we sued him and his grandfather, because his grandfather was his original sponsor.
Okay.
And by immigration law, that it creates a situation where you can actually go after the sponsor. So we did, and so we went up there to Seattle to get a collection attorney and to have them go ahead and collect and put a lien on the grandfather's house.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was that when we met with my husband, because he wanted to meet with us, because he wanted to deter us from putting that lien on the house. And when we met with him, then that's when the sister and the grandparents, I guess, said that we had kidnapped him, and there was nothing like that. And it ended up in a big criminal case.
Wow.
It took about 4 years of my life.
I know, I saw that.
My total fortune and everything I worked for.
I was really intrigued by that story. I had to get you on the show. I wanted to hear your side of it. Because, you know, with shows like that, sometimes they do two sides. Because I talk to a lot of reality stars, and they always tell me it's a two-sided situation. They never, you know, they want to tell their story. Because on the show, it's always, you know, scripted. And right, and they never tell their side. So,
right,
yeah.
Right. There's a lot left out. There was a lot of the story that wasn't put out there that should have been.
Okay. So you don't keep in touch with him now, do you?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, okay. So are you going to get it back into acting and modeling? I know you got your entertainment company.
Yeah, I have a production company, and I've never classified myself as an actress ever. but
you know, as beautiful as you are definitely could be a model. So you're not doing any modeling or anything?
No, and that's, I'm a businesswoman, I'm an entrepreneur, and that's the way I like to keep it.
Okay.
So, I'm working on some projects. I'm working on a project called The Chronic, about the transition of Dr. Dre's from Aftermath.
Oh,
I'm here for Jeff wrote Aftermath.
Okay.
It was originally a book that my friend wrote,
Sonic.
And Donnell Alexander actually, he penned that book for F.T. Simon & Schuster.
Okay.
And Dre's lawyer stopped that book from coming out, but I'm in that book. So we were approached about doing a HBO film, and then with all the material that we have, we decided to turn it into a series. So that's something we've been developing. And then I have another reality series with just all the adult children, the several adult children of iconic celebrities that I grew up with. That,
okay.
Yes, basically like Lugol Jr., Fawn Pointer, Victoria Sellers, and Philip Gordy. Yeah, so it's called Born Famous.
Okay.
A day in the life of, you know, these adult children of iconic celebrities and what they're doing now.
Okay.
You know?
So you're definitely rebuilding that empire back.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I hit the ground running.
I might need to come there and audition and for the production company. I don't know what I can do, but...
Why not?
I know. Yeah, you never too old to do anything, so, you know. I don't care.
That's true. And you know what? And that's something that I really realized, because I never, ever thought that I'd have to rebuild or, you know,
mm-hmm.
At this age, I never, ever thought this would happen. And, you know, and then sometimes I really doubt that it could happen because, you know, you just don't really feel that you want to put all that work in.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Going into, like, this time of your life, it's like, you know, you should be, like, comfortable, and I would have been
mm-hmm.
very comfortable, and I could retire years ago.
Right.
You know, not that I would want to, but I'm just saying I had enough money to. But anyway, I
But
just,
you know, things happen for a reason.
I really surprised myself and just, you know, how fast I was able to come back and, you know, and rebuild my life. So, you know, I just bought a new house last year. And,
okay.
You know, things are coming back together. I'm getting back into real estate as well, so.
Well, let me ask you, from the experience you endured, what words of wisdom would you share to anyone else that, you know, just to let them know what you kind of went through? What words of wisdom would you share?
I would just say really trust your instincts,
mm-hmm.
especially as women. I think that, you know, we have that innate instinct about people, and I think that we need to trust that, and, you know, you need to really move on it, and, you know, like what I didn't do, and I kept giving him chances and chances, and I should have done that. I should have just really known that, okay, this has gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
I should cut it off. You know, and I did. Now was, I think, the biggest mistake. And I think that people just need to be aware, you know, and trust, you know, what they're really feeling.
Right.
Move on when they're supposed to.
Exactly.
You know, you can't hold on to something that's really not real.
Right, that's true.
That's what it was. And yeah, I caught a situation where I was just really, like, just not trusting of men anymore at all, which was, you know, which was horrible. Or even people altogether.
Right, that's true.
And that's really sad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to at some point trust somebody, you know.
Okay.
And you have to still love people, and it's really hard when you've gone through an experience like I did.
Okay. Well, Miss Vanita Money, thank you for sharing your story, and we can't wait to see you again on the screen or just out and about doing your thing. So thank you for calling tonight on the show.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, guys. Again, this is Miss Vanita Money. Check her story out again on the Discovery Channel. Check it out. Y'all watch out for this lady. She's definitely going to...
All right, y'all. Hope you enjoyed the interview. Again, her name was Vanita Money. Check out it. It's on ID Channel, the tabloids. It's the actual, where the show was actually debuted. In closing, again, I want to thank my listeners for rolling with me today. I will be back March the 25th at 10 a.m., and I will be having a female athlete on the show. First female athlete that signed with some men that actually play in Texas, so you definitely got to check that out. Again, follow me on Twitter, like me on Facebook. All right, y'all, I am now on Instagram, so definitely check me out on Instagram, OpenTalk2TWO, so definitely check me out there. All right, you got some ideas you want to share, you want to be on the show. email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, looking for my independent artists, so make sure you submit your submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com. Houston Power's first football game again. It's going to be in April at 7 p.m., so definitely check out the website at houstonpowerfootball.com. It's going to be at Lutheran North Academy. So, again, check out the website for more information and detailed information with the actual address and all that. So, again, we're looking for students to roll with us. You need some volunteer hours, so definitely check that out as well. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. All right, see y'all next week. Y'all have a good day, blessed week, happy hump day. See y'all next week.
The love of my life, from the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my feelings on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my feelings on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. We back up.
Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power Women Football Team at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Do you want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? Well, call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 281-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography. Let him capture the diva in you. You want your lips to look glossy and look shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss collection that will be launching in the spring, with seasonal colors, fabulous shades that will complement your skin tone. So check out Gimme Sugar's website at www.gimmesugar.com. Having the right insurance can be very important, but finding coverage that works for you isn't always easy. And who has the time to sort through all those options? Inspire Insurance Solutions can help. We offer a broad portfolio of health, life, retirement, and long-term care insurance products. They're all designed to meet the needs of individuals like you. And they all come from highly rated companies. The broad selection allows Inspire agents to help you find the insurance plan that fits your lifestyle and your budget. So get solutions you need and the service you deserve. Call now to speak with a licensed agent at 281-408-0239. That's 281-408-0239. It's time for insurance centered around you. Call 281-408-0239 today. Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc. is an authorized agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Insurance products availability may vary by state. You want to brand your business? You want to take it to the next level? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Let us help you take your business where it needs to be. So email us at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information.
I can tell you, and I- my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my feelings on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my feelings on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life.
Back up in it, the track so terrific. And you got the levels for how we can rip it. Cause us has been chosen for show, we prolific. Stop these three brothers, all three we gifted. No one can ever split us and rip us apart either. Delivered the rock, we just the voice of our people. We stop deep on a whole nother mission. What the game been missing is a new rendition of the old school, new school rap coalition. You are hereby invited, focus, pay attention. Any track, any place, anytime, I'm there. Pin and pad, play the track, turn me up real clear. Blast it in my ear, what creatively enables me to find the rhythm so your critics can't label me an MC that's pitiful. Each song is lyrical, each verse is critical. Point blank, a miracle.
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to